Many of those injured at last year's Boston Marathon bombing turned out yesterday for a ceremony to mark 1 year since the attack that killed three and injured hundreds. One of those survivors is 39-year-old Heather Abbott. Her left leg was amputated just below the knee. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, Abbott is now looking forward to going back to the finish line next week to watch this year's race.
Returning to watch the marathon this year was never really a question for Heather Abbott. It's one of a long list of things she always did before and refuses to let losing a leg stop her from doing again.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning and you're in 4-inch heels.
Yeah.
At her bright, beachy apartment in Newport, Rhode Island, Abbott is decked out in skinny jeans and a favorite pair of nude-colored stilettos over a special prosthesis made for heels.
Sometimes I think, you know, why am I doing this to myself? Because I could just wear regular flat shoes, but I don't want to give things up that I love to do. So I'm going to get used to it and figure it out.
With the custom-matched skin color and painted toenails, it's hard to actually tell which foot is which, even when she's walking. It's equally hard to fathom how far Abbott's come since last summer, when her family videotaped her struggling to take her first steps.
So just step with the most 3 weeks, yeah.
Yep. That would be one of my not better moments, actually.
Abbott's first prosthesis was a bulky black metal contraption.
Yep.
Her leg was still so swollen and raw, every step hurt.
Take a smaller step with that.
Smaller with that.
Smaller with that, longer with that.
When I put it on for the first time, I was so excited about getting my leg because this was going to be the first, you know, step, literally, in getting my life back. And it was so much harder than I expected it to be.
Just let your body just react to it.
I was like, this is what I have to walk on the rest of my life? Like, how am I going to do this?
Don't think about it. Look in the mirror. Yeah.
There you go.
As time went on, it was less painful, and
wow.
I got better at it.
You realize you're walking?
Yeah.
This year's been full of similar highs and lows. There was the day the doorbell rang and Abbott jumped out of bed, forgetting about her foot, and slammed to the floor. But also the day she went back to her job as an HR manager, and the one when she defiantly crutched her way before she even had a prosthesis out to the mound at Fenway Park to throw out the first pitch. That was just hours after Abbott was released from the hospital and about a month after Marathon Day, when she had taken her annual trip with friends to watch the race from the finish line.
I've got photos of some of my friends and I. We stopped at a restaurant to have a drink.
The second bomb exploded just a few feet from Abbott.
What was that? Something just exploded at the finish line.
Abbott was literally blown through the door. Her foot felt like it was on fire, and she couldn't get up.
So many people were running by, and I was stuck there.
Multiple casualties on Boylston.
I mean, people were literally running for their lives, and I was afraid that nobody would stop.
But people did stop and carried Abbott to an ambulance. The next few days were a blur, from waking up to news that her foot would never again function or stop hurting, to First Lady Michelle Obama showing up in her hospital room just as Abbott was deciding whether to allow doctors to amputate her foot, a choice Abbott says that was not really much of a choice at all.
The life that was described to me with keeping my leg was not one I wanted. I would be in chronic pain, and I was going to be pretty much wheelchair-bound.
Still, the decision kept her up in tears. But prone as she is to looking at the glass half full, Abbott says making that decision herself rather than just waking up to find it done to her also gave her back a little sense of control at a time when she felt anything but.
You know, you can't help but have moments sometimes where you say, you know, why did this have to happen and why do things have to be so hard now? But, you know, I can't change it, so I have to try to do the best with the situation that I have now.
So now I want to turn the microphone over to Heather Abbott.
These days, Abbott bounces between speaking engagements, talking about her recovery and her assortment of prostheses, including her high-heeled favorite, an improved flat-footed leg, and a donated waterproof leg that's allowed her to go paddleboarding and a blade leg that she runs on.
Right now, I have six legs. I can't point my toes. That's the only thing.
Decidedly upbeat and constantly smiling, Abbott says she's been buoyed by the kindness of strangers, fellow survivors, and other amputees who came to visit her in the hospital, usually male veterans, but especially the one female amputee who came.
Thank you so much for coming to see me.
Reality TV star Aviva Drescher.
I saw you on TV.
Drescher, who was filmed by Extra TV, had almost the exact same amputation that Abbott did.
Gorgeous. How are you feeling?
It was a really big deal for me when Aviva walked in with high heels because, you know, as a woman, I had a lot of questions about what I was going to look like and what I'd be able to wear. But I never would ask, you know, a room full of war heroes.
You will wear skirts again. You will wear heels again. So you can do whatever you want.
It made me feel okay. It made me feel like I'm going to be able to do this.
It's one of the reasons Abbott became the first of the marathon survivors to sign up to counsel other amputees.
It gives some kind of purpose to this, to know that somehow I might have helped another person. At least it makes me feel like there's a positive outcome.
I just wanted to say, I think you are amazing and you're very inspiring.
Thanks for coming.
All the attention and invitations have been a welcome distraction.
3, 2, 1.
But Abbott worries how things will change as the marathon fades further into the past.
You know, I mean, I don't know if at some point it's going to kind of all hit me because everything will have died down and it's just me now. And I wonder if it's going to get hard because people are going to not care anymore.
Abbott's also bracing herself for when attention will inevitably shift to the bombing suspect's trial. It's already disturbing, she says, to hear his defense lawyers starting to build a case for leniency.
You know, it's hard to learn this about people who ultimately, you know, took my leg away. But, you know, to be honest, I really just don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. I just want to move on with my own life.
Well, I really appreciate you all coming to listen tonight, and look for me at the marathon this year.
Abbott says she's hoping to jump in and cross the finish line with one of the people who helped her to the ambulance last year. It will be emotional, she says, and while she wants to be there, she says it will also be good to put the day behind her.
I'm actually really looking forward to try to get back to my new normal a little bit. You know, I kind of have to figure that out. And I think it took me a while to get that, you know, every day you're going to wake up to this and it's never going to change.
But just like walking, Abbott says, she's hoping it will keep getting easier. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.